Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Fisher's here. Robert J. Fisher, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, is the name of the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. He's a licensed instructor for Think Bazan, and which is all about mind mapping, which he teaches around the state of Virginia. And he's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Bob Fisher, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Where are you teaching the courses now?
Oh, well, basically, I teach courses to business owners, sometimes in the business for their employees. Sometimes we get groups together.
Weren't you doing some university stuff or some student stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, Sweetbriar College took my book, The Naked Portfolio Manager,
right. And
the ladies used it's an all-girls school, so the ladies used that to develop tools for managing portfolios. And the interesting thing is that a lot of the sample portfolios that they created did much better than the smartest minds on Wall Street. So
interesting. So, all right, let's talk about something you call cognitive bias, or something that's called cognitive bias. What is it, and why should we care?
Well, a cognitive bias is a systematic way of making decisions that is irrational. And so it causes you to make poor decisions. Can I give you an example?
Yep.
Okay. So one time I was, of course, in the state of Virginia, which doesn't have a huge Hispanic population, I stopped in a fast food restaurant. And I noticed that everybody there, and this was a big chain, was Hispanic. And I was just curious.
How did you know that? Just by the way they looked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the language they were speaking.
Yeah, okay.
So I just asked the lady out of curiosity. I said, hey, I'm just wondering, how come everybody here is Hispanic? And the lady looked at me. Okay, now I'm German-Italian, okay, so I'm of European descent. And she looked at me and she said, well, no offense, sir, but in this business, you need people who work hard and work fast. And so that's why they only hire Hispanics here.
Right. I'll tell you, there's a lot of truth to that. So let me ask you, who was being cognitively biased? You or her?
Well, I think I think her, and I think the management, because as we know, there are people who work hard and work.
But it's not a bias if you've got the experience to back it up.
What I'm saying though is that there are hardworking people who work fast of all ethnicities.
Yeah.
And so when someone comes to apply for a job, and in the back of somebody's mind, it's going, hey, this guy, he doesn't fit the mold,
right,
of, then I'm probably not going to hire him.
There are laws against that, aren't there?
Well, that's the other problem with it, because, when what this cognitive bias did is not only did he miss the opportunity to hire some really good people, not only did he probably maybe hire some people that maybe weren't as good, but he also was skating on the edge of the law, or maybe over the line.
Well, but the other thing is business owners do the same thing in hiring employees. They want to hire people who look like them.
Absolutely.
I know women who only hire women to work for them.
Absolutely.
And I fuss at them. I say, hey, wait a minute. You can't do that. What if I only hired men, right?
And the point is that all of us being human, have these cognitive biases. I mean, we don't have time during the radio show to go into all these little things, but there are many things that we do where we make suboptimal decisions,
right,
because of these beliefs we have, which are not correct.
My friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, talks about what you're saying is in the form of a paradigm.
Yes.
We have a way we view the world about any particular thing. we have a paradigm about cars, about food, about a color. My favorite color is blue, actually more like a teal, right? So anything that's colored teal is going to drop right through my paradigm, my color paradigm, and get in. But if it's orange, my filters are going to block it because I'm not big on orange.
So,
this may be, and I'm not sure this is even different. He says a paradigm is not just what you think. We actually have rules for paradigms.
Yeah, there's a very similar relationship between cognitive biases and paradigms. But one of the best things that we can do to fight against these tendencies is, first of all, to ask ourselves the question, what is it that I'm missing? Why would I be wrong about this?
Mm-hmm.
Why would my approach to this not be correct? And also to ask a friend, hey, what am I missing? How could I be wrong about this?
But also though, Bob, after a while, after you've been in business for a year or two or three, and you've had some experiences, isn't some cognitive bias learned and with justification?
No.
You reject that completely.
Yes, I reject that completely. I mean, we can say, hey, look, here's the thing. Here's what the statistics tells us. In professional baseball, when we draft people right out of high school, they're much less likely to succeed than when we draft people out of college. And
mm-hmm.
This is the data that we have on this.
Right.
This, incidentally, was discussed in the book Moneyball, which is an amazing read. But
right. And a great movie.
But that is not a cognitive bias. That is a decision-making tool.
So if I say I'm only going to hire, I've learned to only hire college graduates, that's not a cognitive bias?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right.
If it's based on statistics.
Because I want to make sure that we're not saying cognitive bias is only for discrimination things.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. In my book, I talk about this. There are portfolio managers that say, I like to buy growth stocks.
Right.
Well, I like to buy stocks that go up. I don't much care what they're called. That's what I like to buy.
And no, your point is well made, folks. Is what he's saying is we have these cognitive biases that affect how we do business, not just how we hire, but how we do business, and they get in your way sometimes. Quick break. Right back with Bob Fisher. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.